Now you find verse 8, and I'll begin reading there. All the days of his separation, he's holy unto the Lord. Now he's set aside. Now I'm of the opinion that many of us today are missing a great blessing. Suppose you're going through a particular time of trial, trouble. Why not set yourself aside to God? You're a Christian. And you don't want to get hurt in all of this. You want to live for God, don't you? And so you set yourself aside for God in a very definite way to walk closer with him. And it'll make the trial, now it won't remove the trial, but it'll make it more bearable, let me say. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly. And it's nice to be yoked up with him. And so we find here that this is something that a child of God can do today. You're not commanded to do it. It's just something you can do. Now, we are told, and if any man divers suddenly by him, and he hath defiled the head of his consecration, then he shall shave his head in the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day shall he shave it. And on the eighth day he shall bring two turtles or two young pigeons to the priest. In other words, you can break this vow. And God is very urgent about having us keep our vows. We saw that in Leviticus, you remember. Comes up again and again. God doesn't require you to take a vow, but when you take one, he expects you to keep it. And so we ought to be very slow to make a vow, even to God. But when we've made it, we ought to be very fast about keeping it, because he'll hold us to it. I'm of the opinion that a great many Christians today who promised God a great deal never made good, that explains their sad spiritual plight today. I'm confident of that. I've watched that in my ministry over a period of years. I've watched certain people that, my, how pious they were. Why, they had come to church every Sunday, looked like their halo had just been shined. And you never knew any moment when they're going to sprout wings and fly away. They were so pious. And yet, oh, how they let the Lord down. I've watched that again and again. And then things later on in their lives come up, and their spiritual life is wrecked. How many make shipwreck of their faith today just on that kind of basis? And I've watched it through the years. Friends, if you're going to make an agreement with God, stick by it. He'll bless you in it. Always bless you in it. And this is marvelous. I'm not going into a great deal of detail here, because there is a great deal of detail about this vow, and it reveals the fact that God expected it to be followed right to the letter and according to the details of the vow. Now, a great many people say today, oh, I won't make a pledge to God because I might not keep it. Well, I'm of the opinion that one of the reasons a great many people are not blessed financially is because of the fact that they are not willing to put it on the line, let's say, with God. They say, now, look, Lord, I've got this job now, and I'm making so much, and I want to give you so much, and I'll give you this amount, and they pledge it. Then what happens? Well, they see a color TV or a new model automobile, and out goes the pledge, you see. Well, they say, we'll make that up later, and of course, they never make it up. These are things that I think that we need to be very serious about and very practical about. God's very practical about these matters, and he expects us to be also. And I think a great deal of blessing comes this direction. I think a great deal of blessing is withheld because many do not come this direction. And it's a great spiritual lesson, as you can see here for us today.